Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, George, how are you?
Yo, how you doing, man?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, dude. Let me just get a light sorted real quick.
No problem.
It's not looking too good on my end. You got a full green screen of the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge there.
Yeah, it didn't make much sense, but it was the only image I could get to load.
Mate, it's actually pristine.
Thank you. You're not working from home. We've got to adapt, haven't we?
We do.
Thank you so much for joining.
We have some light. Okay, cool.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for joining. I don't usually get starstruck with it, with things, but I don't know. There's such a personal connection with you guys and the music, and especially bringing me and my father together. Firstly, thank you. How are you guys? I'll start off by that. How are you all doing?
Hey, we're good. We're very well. But thank you so much for that. It's not often that we get to like actually experience what our music's doing to people. And your tweets and what you've been experiencing through our music is what we're sort of all about. And so I really appreciate that you've reached out and that you've had such an amazing experience with our music. That's literally what our dream is. So yeah, absolutely. And we're good, man. We're well. We're all happy and healthy and can't complain in this global pandemic that's going on.
And what's it like over there at the moment? The restrictions have eased quite a bit. You had quite a strict lockdown, didn't you?
To be completely honest, it's not been a noticeable restriction on our lives in general since about June last year. We did a snap 3-day lockdown in late January. But apart from that, it's all been in our little bubble of Brisbane. It's been okay.
Oh, Brisbane. I've always wanted to go Sydney, Brisbane. It looks such a beautiful place. It's very cold here at the moment, but it's very outdoorsy.
Brisbane's the place, man. Brisbane's like where you want to go because it's not really on the tourist map. You know, it's like Sydney, Melbourne. Nobody really goes to Brisbane. But it's still one of the most beautiful cities. I'm so proud to live here. It's like it's at that Goldilocks zone where it's not big enough to be like visited on a huge scale by tourists, but it still has all of the benefits of a real world city.
Yeah, it's some beautiful views as well around Brisbane, and I think that's one of mine and my father who all of our family, especially my partner, I've just moved in with, like, playing music nonstop. And I work with my dad as well as my other work with the charity. And we always get sidetracked by a lot of your live videos, your songs. It's just something that brings us all together, especially your one song a month. I think we had a countdown going on, like, what's the next track going to be? What's the next track? Like, where do you guys get your inspiration from? Because all of your songs are so uplifting, and the levels as well, they're leveled perfectly, where I think something that kind of annoys me with a lot of artists now is everything's so samey and technology's kind of taken over. But I mean, you've got an amazing voice. You all just come together so well and just lift the spirits up and bring people out of a dark place. That's what it's done for me, and I'm sure a lot of your fans would agree. But where do you get, like, all of this inspiration from with all of your lyrics and songs?
Oh man, I mean, firstly, thank you. That's really nice of you to say all of that stuff, because of the lack of gigs, you know, we've been really sort of limited to our interaction with our audience, because you get like live streams and all of that stuff. But you don't really get to gauge what influence your music's having on the general population. And so to hear that you've had this experience of like the 12 songs a month and like doing the countdown and everything like that, that's such an amazing thing for me to hear. I really appreciate that. In terms of inspiration, it's not really like it's a really hard to pinpoint that type of thing, because it's not really something that we consciously are aware of. It's just something that we try to make ourselves feel good with music. And I sort of like liken it to being an antenna. Like, we're just the antenna, and there's stuff coming at us mentally, verbally, through life, influences, and our antenna sort of picks up on that and makes something out of it. It's not like we have like a conscious choice as to what we're producing or what we're putting out there, but it's something that we're experiencing and just like filtering it through. And I'm just so glad that it's something that is making everybody else have a more positive experience of their universe. You know, I feel like it's something that is making our universe better. And so if it's having that same effect on other people, that's amazing to me.
It's such a powerful healer and tool, really, music, isn't it? Like, you can just put your headphones in any dark place you might be in, especially like with my struggles with my mental illnesses, and even like when I've been hospitalized numerous times, like, it just brings out such a dark place. And I mean, the lyrics, especially Thank You, which I think you're gonna perform later on, like, that's one of the songs that really hits home. And just the lyrics are so heartfelt, to so relatable. And I think that's so important for a career. I mean, you started off, I think the first song that I had was Geronimo. Was that 2014, 2015?
We released it in 2014, yeah.
2014. And that was such a great song. And again, the leveling, like, it was just something different, and it's not.
What do you mean by leveling? I find this an interesting.
The volumes, like, everything's leveled out perfectly, so you're not all overpowered by one another. It all just comes together so well. Whereas technology I think, has kind of almost taken over the naturally. How do I put this? The naturally,
yeah, it's just it's a nice dynamic. It's a nice mix.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's one of the lyrics are a big thing for me, because I mean, we were brought up, my father introduced us with people like John Denver, Neil Sedaka, the Beatles, and their lyrics were very true, very hard hitting, and you could go on a journey. And it was like we kind of lost that for a few years, and then all of a sudden you guys came along. I remember playing your songs to my dad in the car. We were going, I think we were on a journey to the airport, and the love for you guys, and it just brought us closer, and we finding that relatability. And
yeah, because it's not even us, is it? It's like we're just trying to provide this like really nice melodic feeling that people are kind of craving in this day and age. It's hard to explain, but it's like this melodic music, especially pop music, it's not so, I guess it's not so accidental, if that makes sense. You know, it's like, it's all very structured and put together, and we're a pop band that's really feeling it. Like we're actually living the emotions that we're putting out there. So it's a weird situation where we're stuck in this middle ground of like alternative music, where it's like everyone's feeling everything and it's very kind of raw and angsty, and you know, everyone has this like strong emotional connection to it. And then there's this other element of this other side of it, which is like full commercial music, pop music, which everything feels like it's manufactured and structured, yeah, and formulated in a certain way. But I really feel like we live in this middle ground where people are that really feel that emotional connection to us and that rawness. But there are others who really dismiss us as this commercialized manufactured pop band. But we really live in this middle ground of the two. And that's part of our challenge, is like trying to figure out how to make people understand that this is a whole section of music that might not necessarily be as well known.
Absolutely. And you've got a new song coming out soon, haven't you? The Kaleidoscope Eyes.
That's the album. Yeah. The album's called Kaleidoscope Eyes. And there's a song on it that's just like the intro of the album, which is called Kaleidoscope Eyes. I don't know if you've listened to Watching the Sky.
Yes.
We had this intro, this nice musical intro that led into Coming Home. So we've done the same thing. We've done the same thing with Kaleidoscope Eyes. The album intro is called Kaleidoscope Eyes, and then it goes into this into Die Young, which is the first track.
What was the inspiration behind like Thank You as well, coming back to that, because that seemed a really raw, from the heart song.
Well, I mean, obviously it's a Mother's Day song. You know, we wrote it for our mum, and our mum has been a part of this journey with us since we decided that we wanted to be a band. Our mum and our dad were like, this is something that we believe in you guys for. We want to make sure that you have every ounce of enthusiasm for it. Like, they wanted to make sure that we weren't discouraged in any way. And ever since that moment, our mum hasn't missed a single show. She hasn't missed a single, you know, autograph signing. She's been there every step of the way. And we wanted to, this is all without being paid as part of a business or anything like that. You know, this is just like something that she's done out of a love for her children. And we wanted to find a way to give back to her. So we wrote this song, Thank You, which was about our mom, but also about every mom. And it's relatable to every person who has a mother. And it was one of those songs that just like, I couldn't write without bursting into tears. It was just like, we came up with that line. I want to thank you for making me half as good as you. And that was that's the line that was sort of like, you'd feel it tugging at your heartstring. And we wanted to surprise her with all of this. Like we wrote it in her absence. Like we made sure that we wrote it in secret from her, which was very hard to do because we write all the songs at home in the house that she lives in. And she'd come in walking and going, oh, what are you guys working on? Like, cause she'd hear us working on something and she'd like pop her head in. She does this all the time. And then she's like usually a good judge of whether a song's good or not. So we'd have to like try and pretend to play something completely different and new when we're working on this song. And she's like, yeah, that's pretty nice. I like that. And it was just a song that still doesn't exist. But I think we managed to keep it from her for about 8 months. Yeah, it was about 8 months before Mother's Day. And we had to just like try and play it to her and not cry, which didn't happen. We definitely cried. I think we filmed the whole thing. We planned to film the whole thing for the video clip, and we played it to her and filmed ourselves, and we were just, it was a mess. The whole thing was a mess, and we didn't use it. because it was just so emotional.
It is an emotional song, and it's had the same effect, like, for my little brother who is learning the guitar at the moment, trying to learn the chords to it. My dad as well, and the relationship with his mother, and it's just such a raw emotional song. And mums are, well, they're every child's rock, aren't they?
That's right.
And it just everything.
It's the person we eventually have to let go of, you know, to actually become your own person in the world. And it's the most difficult thing. I still don't think I've let go, you know?
No, it's beautiful, honestly. How have you guys adapted in this situation at the moment? Because you've done a lot of, I don't know how you managed to do it. I mean, I have problems with Zoom all the time and trying to get meetings to work. But how have you managed to record and do these streams of songs and kind of work with the times? Has that affected you guys a lot?
We haven't done a whole lot of writing sessions on Zoom. A lot of the songs that are on Kaleidoscope Eyes were written before the COVID lockdown, or like at least demos, starting ideas, springboard ideas were started before the lockdown hit. But it's not as bad as you think it is. We've done like maybe 3 or 4 Zoom lockdown sessions. So the song Animals, if you've heard of that song Animals, that was written in our first ever lockdown session, our Zoom recording session with a guy in Melbourne.
Oh yeah.
Pip Norman, his name is. And it was the first time we'd ever like just sat into a Zoom session, and we got this great song out of it. And I find that's the case with a lot of these like new experiences. So the first time we went to LA, we wrote Keep Me Crazy. And then the second time we went to LA, the first song we wrote was On My Way. Then the third time we went to LA, the first song we wrote was Brand New. So every time it's like this fresh energy that you've got that you can capitalize on. And so the first Zoom session was like an exciting new thing that you were doing. And that's like the energy that you grasp onto and build upon. But then the next two Zoom sessions that we did, even with the guy that we wrote that song with, weren't as exciting, and so we didn't quite get the song. It's quite unique. Every day is different in this songwriting session. No 2 days are alike.
No, I love Animals. It's such a, I don't know how to describe it. Again, it's just that positive vibe, isn't it? And it's something that you can just dance along to and walking the dog. I mean, I've got the This Is Shepherd playlist like, all the time. I'm pretty sure ever since Geronimo was released, you've been on my Spotify memories when it gives you that year flashback. Like every year is just all of your songs.
It's That's brilliant. So cool, man. I really, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. It's so cool that there's people that I've never met around the world that have feel this way, because I don't feel it that often, you know?
No,
especially in the pandemic days.
It kind of annoys me how, like, I just want everyone to listen to your music, like, and I try, and everywhere I go, like, obviously it's been a bit difficult at the moment. It's so difficult with streaming platforms, you know. There's a lot in the news at the moment of streaming platforms not giving the right amount of royalties, which is so true. I mean, I'd rather go onto iTunes, buy a record or a physical copy, but I found myself going around to friends before all of this, and I'd always just try and listen to this.
Make
listen
it in. To this. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
No, it's amazing. How's your, obviously I do a lot of mental health work as well. How's the mental health side been, not being able to kind of connect with each other? Because that's a big thing for you guys, in concerts and face-to-face with fans. It must have had a bit of an effect.
Well, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, that live shows are where we really get to gauge at the influence that our music's having on people. And that's where, when people are singing along and clapping along and you can feel that energy coming back at you, it's really hard to gauge over a live stream or an Instagram live. It's not the same. And it's been hard. I won't lie. It's it, live streams suck. Like, I don't, there are people commenting and like trying to talk to you and interact with you, but you can't really interact with it. Like, it's not, it's just lines on a screen. You're trying to, as soon as you try to interact with it, the show stops and you just got, you have to like go, oh, Jim from, oh, hey, mate. And then it's like, it's not really interesting for anyone else on the stream. So you're constantly in this mode of like being a television host more than a performer, which I haven't really enjoyed. It's not the greatest experience for an artist. But you know, we live in this world now. It is what it is, and you've got to try and adapt. And we've done our best, and that's part of the reason we decided to do this 12 songs in 12 months situation, just so that people would have a little bit of a shepherd injection every month. And it was great for us too, because we really got to get creative without thinking so much about what a song is doing. Because and this is the positive side of it too, as an artist, you might spend 10 months on a song after you've written it. So Die Young, for example, wrote that song in January of 2019, and we didn't release it until October of 2019. So that's the example I use of like, we were sitting on this song for 10 months, and you as an artist, you get over it. You've like moved on. You're wanting to do something new, something different, something more exciting, but you've got to get all the press lined up, all the video clips, the single artwork, all the stuff that comes into it. You've got to try and figure out that takes 10 months. We try to do that in 1 month for every single song. And it was the most fulfilling creative experience that I think anyone can have as a musical artist.
Because you did an amazing job.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Because, you know, you get to like release a song, and then you're not even worried about like what the pressure that's come before it, the 10 months that's been leading up to it. Like, we need this song to perform. Like, this business is like working and operating on this single alone. And it is a very stressful situation as a business owner, let alone as a band. So being able to sort of forget about what a single is doing and focus on the next one immediately, release a single doesn't matter. So there were like big singles from this album, but it never really took its toll on us mentally, even though the live touring aspect of it might have.
Do you get nervous before all these live gigs as well? Like, I just find it amazing. I watched last week again the Symphony, and just the spotlight came down, and I kind of thought to myself, I tried to put myself in this situation of being in this spotlight, and then a million things would go around my head. How do you get past that anxiety or the fear?
Well, it doesn't feel the same up on the stage as it does looking at someone on stage. So we did the AFL Grand Final in Australia, which is the biggest thing you can do on live television in Australia. And leading up to it, I was nervous as anything. But during the show, all I could see was this bright white light. I couldn't see the 30,000 people that were in the crowd. I couldn't see the 100 dancers that were on the field. I couldn't see the pyrotechnics. I could just be in myself and with this light shining into my eyes. And so that it doesn't quite feel the same way it does on stage as it does for somebody outside looking in.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it doesn't quite affect me the same way now that I know that. Like, it doesn't, I can get onto a stage and not feel like I'm on stage, but I can just become free in my mind, being blinded to everything else.
Oh, what an experience. I know you're pressured for time. And you've agreed to just do a performance of Thank You. And obviously Valentine's Day in the UK on Sunday, so I can play this to my partner. Where are you coming to the UK when this is all over? To be fair, that's on my bucket list to come over to Australia and see you guys as well. So it's two concerts.
Mate, I as soon as we can, like literally the moment we are able to buy a ticket, we're coming to the UK, we're coming to Europe. Like that's literally where our biggest fans are. So I can't wait. I'm definitely
I'm buzzing
in the mode. Dude, I'm so excited to come over. The Netherlands especially. They've just really embraced all of our music, every single of last year. I mean, I want to get over and play to a real, like, solid crowd again. I can't wait.
We'll get there soon. But,
yeah, we will. Let me see if you can hear this, because...
Thank you so much for joining again. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys live and your new music, and yeah, just a big thank you to all of you for all you do, and personally for bringing my dad closer to me. Even when we're apart, we're not alone, and you guys are amazing. So thank you so much.
Jerry. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on as well. And anytime you want to chat, man, hit me up.
Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
When I couldn't fall asleep, you'd reach to me, and lay right there at my side. If I grazed a knee from climbing trees, you'd comfort me as I cried. Make my lunches every day, and though you were running late, you would walk me all the way to school. Building castles out of sand, young to understand that life was easier because of you. So I want to thank you for making me half as good as you. And as I get older, I understand what I put you through. I misbehaved, I made mistakes, but you never turned away. So I wanna thank you for all that you do, for all that you do. As a teen, I lied, ignored advice, pretended I didn't care. But I should let you know it was all a show. I loved you more than I should. I put your patience to the test, and though you did your best, you were tough but you were never cruel. And now that I'm a man, I'm proud of who I am. I know it's all because of you. So I wanna thank you for making me half as good as you. And as I get older, I understand what I put you through. I misbehaved, I made mistakes, but you never turned away. So I want to thank you for all that you do, for all that you do.
Oh, George, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. I sat sitting here starstruck. No, it was amazing. I'm sat here starstruck and just so mesmerized. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And,
oh, no worries, man.
No, just take care, stay safe, and give my love to everyone. And looking forward to seeing you guys soon.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for the chat. Anytime.
Thank you.
That was amazing. I don't know what this bit of hair is doing. Thank you so much again to George from Shepherd and to their management, Eliza at Chug Music, just for their time and for George taking the time out there to have a chat. What an amazing band. You can find all their music on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all of those streaming platforms. Go give them some love and support. Their songs are so good to just have a listen, immerse yourself in a load of Shepherd. They've got Kaleidoscope Eyes, as you heard. Their album is coming out on the 26th, so keep tuned on that. You can go on their website, at which is in the video link, and I will post everything on social media as well. Go give them a follow. But once again, thank you so much. Again, like, I can't believe what just happened, to be honest. Yeah, what a great day. Absolute idols. And music's really been something that's kept me going throughout this pandemic and throughout just many tough times, really. So yeah, that was a very special one. So thank you once again to Shepherd. I hope you're all well, and I hope you enjoyed that video as well. Thank you, George. Stay safe, everyone. Be kind and stay strong.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.